Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
Free Money Live?
No, not necessarily.
At least for some people in California that were.
Well, we're going to talk about that coming up here. People that were apparently in the vicinity of a armored truck that was spewing out cash.
Apparently, the armor failed.
We'll talk about it. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
You can weigh in on the Kyle Rittenhouse situation. We talked about the chairman of the Libertarian Party getting arrested, by the way, for just basically sitting at a school board meeting.
Yeah, literally just sitting there listening to it, not being disruptive in any way. It's one thing for like activists to come into, you know, some place yeah. where these bureaucrats are trying to pull some shenanigans and be disruptive and, you know, picketing and video it, you know, and all this kind of thing. It's a whole different thing when, you know, here's a guy observing him and his wife sitting down. There's nobody near them. Right. They haven't said a word. And they stop the entire meeting because one of the bureaucrats is like, they're not masked and they're not in the no mask area.
Yeah, it was the bureaucrats that stopped their own meeting.
Yeah.
They could have just gone on and had their stupid, boring, school board meeting, but no, they had to have obedience. They had to crack down on these people to show them who's in charge.
Authority.
Yeah. They wanted to show them who's in charge. They did this, by the way, 6 months ago with a woman in her late 50s or early 60s. She's now facing criminal trespass and so-called disorderly conduct charges in that particular case. That trial is going to happen in April. Nolan from the Libertarian Party, he's facing an arraignment coming up later this month, so we don't have a trial date for him quite yet, but once we do, you know, we'll keep an eye on it and let folks know how it develops. Now, it would be interesting if a large group of parents actually went to the school board meeting, because remember, he and his wife, they're just sitting there alone. There's yeah. literally no one else nearby.
That's like, a good idea.
Rows and rows away. There were a few other people who didn't have masks on. They ended up being moved out. No other charges were filed that night. So even though his wife was sitting right next to him and doing the exact same thing as him, she didn't get charged. The other people in the rows did not get charged, who also were removed by the police. Just he was charged for some reason. And so,
do you think they knew he was the Libertarian?
I don't know about that. I wouldn't give them that much credit. I think it's just who the cops went for first, and then everybody else was pretty easy to deal with, so they didn't charge him. That's my guess. I mean, they didn't have any other issues with anyone else. Not that Nolan was a big issue, but he did say he wasn't going to move. And so that'll probably be all they need to convict him in that case. And all they really need to convict you on criminal trespass is when someone who's in charge tells yeah. you to leave and you don't. So they right. probably have him from that perspective. But the whole policy is completely wrong to begin with. But a way to challenge something like this in a big way would be to have a large number of parents in that school district go in, not just two, but 20. You know, if you can find that many who are willing to take the risk.
Yeah.
And go to court on this. And that's the problem. It's hard to find people who are willing to take a risk. But what are they going to do if there's 20 sets of parents there? First of all, they don't have enough cops,
right.
number one. So odds are they're going to do nothing. Because, you know, Playstown, New Hampshire, I don't know how many police are on duty at, you know, any given time in Playstown, New Hampshire.
And what did you do wrong as a cop to get assigned
to the school board?
You must have really screwed up somewhere,
yeah.
made your boss mad or something. Okay, Officer Benson, whatever his name is, you're getting the school board duty this week.
Oh, man. So, yeah, if you sent a large number of people in there, that would overwhelm them. They wouldn't be able to do anything about it. That's how, of course, I would recommend handling the situation. But I'm all the way over here in Keene, and I'm on house arrest, so I'm not going. But, you know, that would be something to really stick it to them. Because then if they charge 20 different people with the same thing, well, guess what? You got 20 different trials that they're going to have. They might actually try to have them like at the same time, so they'll try to reduce the number of trials. But either way, it's more work that they've got to do. And if the 20 people say, you know what, we're not paying your fines, go ahead, issue up to a $1,000 fine, because they can do that on a misdemeanor. Right. We're not going to pay it. What are you going to do? You're going to put us in jail? Because they can do that. If you don't pay the fine in New Hampshire, they put you in jail for $150 a day credit off of the fine in that case. Now, again, if they charge you with a Class A misdemeanor, you are facing potential up to a year in jail. But do they really want to do that to 20 sets of parents in the school district? So I think it was really
bad pub.
It would put them in a real difficult place. I mean, already I think it's bad publicity for them, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to make that video and, you know, spread the word about it. So if you want to see the video for yourself, if you're just tuning in, you're wondering what we're talking about, you can see the video. It's over at freekeen.com, and check that out when you get the chance. So let's change to the other topic, Captain. You had a story tonight. This was where? California?
Yes. How do you say it? A whale's vagina? San Diego?
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's a reference to Anchorman, the movie.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it once, but that was many years ago.
Yeah. At any rate, armored truck scatters cash on freeway. This has happened before, and as soon as I read this headline, I thought, wait, is this a recycled story? Because I've heard this before. But, no, it's fresh and new.
Given enough thousands of armored trucks riding around over the enough years, it's going to happen more than once. Somebody's going to leave a door unlocked or whatever.
But there's always this, like, we'll call it libertarian type of question to be asked here. Like, at what point does found money or found property even become yours? And where is the line between somebody else's
I want to talk about that, but give me more detail on, what allegedly happened here.
Traffic down a California freeway was paralyzed when people scrambled to get their hands on the dollar bills flying out of an armored truck.
Oh, man.
Authorities,
that's chaos.
Authorities asked the public to return the cash or risk criminal charges. Yeah. The California Highway Patrol, CHP, told local news stations that when the vehicle was driving down the Interstate 5 in Carlsbad near San Diego on Friday morning, so yesterday morning, arguably, one of its doors popped open and bags of cash flew out.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
People stopped in the lanes, completely blocked the lanes, and started picking up the cash, a CHP spokesperson said. A video on social media shows jubilant drivers and passengers rushing to scoop up bills scattered on the road. Some were jumping and yelling with, of course, handfuls of giant packs of money in their hands.
I hope they're not singles. I hope they got some hundos. And
I couldn't really tell. I watched part of the video, and jubilant is the right word. These people are very happy and very dancy and bouncy. And
they're lucky.
You know, they're definitely celebrating. And the captain...
I'm glad that it was a celebratory atmosphere instead of people, like, fighting each other over this, because that could have been how it went, right? Like, people, like, scrambling a mad dash for the cash, and then, like, oh, somebody gets to the $100 bill before you
did. You scoop up, a big shirt full of cash,
somebody comes and knocks you over,
punches you out, takes your wad of cash.
It could have gone that way.
Yeah.
Which means that there must have been plenty of cash around, right? Because if it was just, like, one bag, and there's 50 people running for the same bag.
There is an accompanying video. It's on RT.com is where I got this particular story from. If you want to watch the video, it looks like it was sent out via Instagram. They have it embedded on their website. But the caption for this video reads, "Have you ever seen this before? What would you do?" And I thought about it. I'm like, well, I mean, I think I would do what these people are doing. I think I would have stopped, and I think I would have got out, and I started grabbing the cash. Right? I don't think the
truck's gone, right? Like, it's not like the truck pulled over and, guards got out and they're saying, okay, give us the cash back, right? The truck is just driving.
It doesn't specify that.
You don't see it in the video, right?
I don't recall seeing it in the video. But I assume, yes, the door open.
Just driving along and had
at
no
some
idea,
point, though, you got to think that these armored trucks have some sort of an alarm that goes off
maybe.
If a door opens, and they'd have to realize at some point that something happened.
How many of them have one guard versus two?
I think they all have to have two.
I wonder. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
At least two. Some have three.
One stays in the truck as one goes into, like, a bank.
Right.
So presumably the second guy's in the back, right? I don't know. Do they both sit up front? If you've worked in an armored truck, we want to hear from you tonight. The number 603-283-6160. How can a door swing open on the back of the truck and cash just fall out of this thing without the guy noticing?
Aren't the bags supposed to be tied up too somehow?
I don't know. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. Live Saturday episode of the show. The number is 603. 603-6160, that's 603-283-6160. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the very first time, it's finally available on a centralized and decentralized exchange. So you decide how you want to acquire it. You can now, and it's super easy. If you want to use the centralized exchange, you don't even need to go through Know Your Customer with this. It's xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. All you need is an email address. Go throw away one if you want. They don't care. You just sign up with that email address, and you keep your privacy intact. You can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies to xmarkets and then trade them for Tether. And then you can use your Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. And you can also purchase or sell ITR tokens over on Uniswap. So if you prefer to go the more decentralized route, you can do it that way as well.
Do you need a special wallet for Intercoin tokens?
It's just an Ethereum token at this point. Okay. That may not be where they end up with this. You know, it's really early on.
I just think if you needed a hard wallet solution or offline solution.
Nope. Head over to intercoin.org. There's the link to Uniswap there if you prefer to use Uniswap. Otherwise, xmarkets, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We go to more of your calls and thoughts. And then definitely want to hear from people on what would you do if you're just driving down the highway and all of a sudden there's a bag of cash flying out of a truck ahead of you, specifically an armored truck, and that armored truck just keeps on driving and the bag's just spewing cash. It's flipping around. There's cash blowing out everywhere. What do you do? Do you stop? Do you grab as much as you can? Do you go from the scene with as much cash as you can and hope that nobody, you know, records your license plate or gets video of you doing it? Which is the risk here as far as, like, there is a video, apparently, of some of these people picking up this cash, and the police are threatening criminal charges.
We'll tell you a little bit more in a bit. There's just a little bit more to this.
So if you want to weigh in on this, feel free, 603-283-6160. You can also bring up anything you want, and that's where we got Josie on the line in Virginia. Josie, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm so thrilled to hear what you had to say about the people at the school board. I mean, I'm so absolutely with them. Why do you have to mandate something that doesn't work anyway?
Right.
Because of obedience.
They have had studies on this, and it does not help prevent the virus.
But what it does do is it allows...
They continue this bullying, and in my case, the Episcopal Church USA have been bullying me because
really?
I argue with them about the fact that I don't need to wear a mask, and I'm not supposed to wear one anyway. They don't give a thinker's damn.
Okay, hold on. Slow down a second here, Josie. The Episcopal Church is arguing...
USA. Not the Anglican Church. The Episcopal Church USA, which was under... a man named John Sproul.
So just to clarify, you go to an Episcopal church and they started demanding that you wear a mask?
The last time I went in there with a book, which is written by a very, very qualified, high in the health field doctor named Joel Hirshhorn. His name is Pandemic Blunder is the book I have in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about a lot of things with this virus and all the things that don't work and the things that do work and the fact the things that do work, such as hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, they have, like this medical tyranny going on here, have taken them out of the where you can get a hold of it if you happen to get the virus. They only want vaccines to be, and the vaccines have had horrible consequences for many people that are not reported.
Right.
And
many are being reported, and nothing's being done about it.
So, Josie...
Nothing's being done. And so when I went to with some pages that I wanted to have copied from this book, so that instead of these black world bullies listening to me, who is not a doctor, this would be a book written by somebody, not just an ordinary doctor, but very high up in the field. So I went in there thinking I would see some people in the office. I did not. There were no people in the office, just this one priest. And he had this, I didn't even recognize him at first. He had this mask all covering him. He said, oh, I'm well. Hi, Josie. I said, yes, I'm in here to get some pages from the book. And this other priest, Pat Wingo is his name, and he was the one who asked me to leave the church suppers because I argued with them about the mask. I didn't tell any bad words, anything like that, but I did raise my voice.
Let me just see if I can clarify, though. So
they're asking me to leave.
Yeah, this is terrible. So how long have you been going to this church?
My family has been involved with Episcopal Church USA since Jamestown.
Okay, so specifically this one church that you go to, you've been there your life, your whole life, basically.
No, because I'm a Navy junior, and we went to churches all over wherever we were living.
How long have you been going to this church,
Since we moved in here in 1978.
Okay, so you personally have been going to the same church for decades.
Yep.
They know you. And how
they
many
do
other...
know me, and they were lying in wait for me. So when I last saw them to try to get copies and give this pages from this book about some very good doctor talking about the studies that have been done on masks, et cetera, so they don't have to listen to someone like me, since they disregard anything I say.
Right.
So what happens? They didn't want to hear from the pages of the book. They didn't want to hear anything. Like, you know, really, the three monkeys, see no evil, watch no evil, you hear no evil, whatever. It's that type of thing, and then they want to bully me. And I don't like black-robed bullies. I am very libertarian on cases like this, and this makes me furious that the people that went to school board meetings have been arrested around here. They have had them go, they've had people go to this at their houses, knock the doors down or threaten to, unless they let them in, and so they could haul them off to jail. I mean, mothers of children who were protesting in Loudoun County and elsewhere, who were tagged by the police as ones they should nab at a later time from their houses.
Josie, to me this seems like a real defining moment for churches to define whether or not that they are freedom-oriented churches or whether they are churches advocating obedience to the state. And if they are a church advocating obedience to the state, I question whether they are actually godly, right? Because the state is not God. The state is man. The state is evil. And the state is not looking out for your best interests. And if somebody in a church is actually believing what the state agents are telling them, and they're enforcing this, and thank you, Josie, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Then, in my opinion, you don't belong at that church. And I understand that you've been going there for, you know, decades, and it can be hard to leave a place where you've got an establishment, you've got friends, right, in the church that ostensibly care about
you. You've been there for decades.
I would say try to find as many people who agree with you, the other, you know, mask-free people, if there are any, in the church, and start your own church.
Yeah.
You know? Or find one that actually does understand independence and understand the value of being able to make choices for yourself. If you want to weigh in, you can. The number is 603-283-6160.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. More than 300 lawsuits totaling a staggering $3 billion have been filed over the Astroworld disaster on November 5th that ultimately claimed the lives of 10 people. Legal experts have doubts about whether Travis Scott himself will be held financially liable for the fatalities. Alexandra Connell with Yahoo Finance.
This all comes down to what Travis said and did that night in Astroworld. And right now, there really aren't any damning allegations.
As the federal government mandates experimental COVID-19 vaccines for nearly all employees, a record 4.4 million American workers walked away from their jobs in September. According to data published on November 12th from the United States Job Openings and Labor Turnover Report, an unprecedented number of Americans in most sectors abandoned their jobs. This is USA Radio News. Japan is considering releasing oil from its reserves for the first time to curb surging oil prices as Prime Minister Fumio Kishida signaled his readiness to counter oil price hikes following a request from the United States. However, Japan may struggle to justify such a move, as under its own laws, the country can release reserves only at a time of supply constraints or natural disasters, but not to lower prices. The White House on Friday released a copy of results from President Biden's first physical exam and highlights observations including his stiffened walking pattern.
They're going to release all the detail. I feel great. Nothing's changed. We're in great shape.
Biden, who turns 79 Saturday, was evaluated for his first physical since taking office by White House physician Kevin O'Connor. Biden remains a healthy, vigorous 78-year-old male who is fit to successfully execute the duties of the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You can join us here. Remember, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on the question of what do you do if you're driving down the highway and the Brinks truck or the Garda armored truck that's in front of you just all of a sudden starts spewing cash out of the back end and the truck doesn't
notice.
There's
cash chuckers in the back of that truck.
And the cash doesn't, the driver presumably doesn't notice. They continue on ahead and there's just cash all over the roadway.
I like to imagine things. I have a good imagination, I'm told. I'm an artistic sort of person. Not autistic. Well, perhaps I'm both. But I'm just imagining a scenario in which this would take place. What if I were a career armored truck driver, and today was my last day on the job? Like, what could cause this type of a scenario to unfold? I'm thinking to myself, that might be a nice going away present to some people. You know, just like, yeah, did you hear about that guy? Yeah, last day on the job, the door magically swung open and cash flew out the back of his truck.
It would look too suspicious. You'd have to do it, like, before you left. You know, like whoops. I don't know, how did that happen? I don't know. We must have missed the security check or whatever. And what is the penalty, right? Like, what happens to those guys?
Well, so the rest of this article just says, you know, there's a quote from a Eyewitnesses, this is the most insane thing I've ever seen. Someone dropped money all over the freeway. San Diego has shut down. A man and a woman were arrested on suspicion of taking the money and blocking traffic, California Highway Patrol Sergeant Curtis Martin said. He explained that the cash belongs to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. And people should return the bills to a California Highway Patrol office within 48 hours to avoid potential criminal charges. If you found money on the freeway, it is not your money, Martin said. Fox 5 TV channel reported
well,
that.
Well, now, why isn't it your money? I mean, finders keepers, right? The old rule. Possession is nine-tenths of the law.
I have a term for this. It's called a ground score.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
That's where you find something on the ground. It's a score.
Ground score.
Right. Yeah. Crowded places, concerts, yeah. Carnivals, that type of thing.
Right.
Ground score. If there's just large crowds of people, eventually somebody's going to drop something.
Yeah. If you see them drop it, then the right thing to do is give it back to them.
Right.
But if you're just walking around and there's a $5 bill on the ground, yeah, it's yours if you pick it up, right?
Like, it's a ground score. I mean, what are the rules for this type of thing?
Finders keepers. That's the rule. You know, we all learned that in, preschool.
That's my take on it, but...
But not when the Federal Reserve Deposit Corporation or whatever, FDIC, is involved. Now they're going to give criminal charges to people. Now, I get the charges against the people who blocked traffic. That's the definition of disorderly conduct right there. If you block traffic,
right,
you are committing disorderly conduct.
But you got to stop the car to get out to grab the cash.
Pull over to the side of the road.
Okay. But you don't want people behind you getting the cash either, right? So it also says Fox 5 TV reported that law enforcement was working to identify the drivers, plural, who had taken the money home. So there was, like, this video was made and somebody put it up on an Instagram channel.
Yeah, see, that's the problem these days is there's video cameras everywhere.
You're too excited about finding this money and you're like, you want to share it with the world. Look, everybody, I found it. But that's the wrong thing.
Got
to do
because busted.
Now, yeah, but busted for what?
That is a great question. Yeah, what exactly is the charge here?
Because don't I assume
it's not theft?
I assume somebody like a Brinks or any of these armored vehicle companies have insurance for kind of a thing.
They must.
So if they have insurance to cover the thing, why would anybody be prosecuted? I'm just asking the questions here from a voluntarist perspective or libertarian perspective.
Yeah. Look, I don't think it's... All right. So as a libertarian, we're against theft, right? Like, we're against fraud, right? There's no fraud involved here. No one was defrauded in this particular instance. And is it theft? Well, no, because it belongs to the government. I mean, the money, if it's, nothing really belongs to the government because the government is just a gang of criminals.
Right.
And everything that they have, they stole from people.
They first take from somebody else before they give it away for another thing.
So if the government gang leaves a bag of cash somewhere, then it is, in my opinion, not your obligation to return it to them. They stole from you. That's just you reclaiming something that was at least partially yours to begin with.
Okay, so let's change the item, right? We were talking about off the air a little bit ago. Like, for me, this never happens to me. I'm never behind a truck full of cash that just, opens up.
You never know.
I'm never behind, like, a beer truck that tips over, right? And, like, oh, suddenly there's beer everywhere I can run out. And, like, what applies to that scenario? If I'm behind a truck and, its door is open and a bunch of cans of beer fall, can I just go out and grab the cans of beer and they're mine now?
Like I said, if the truck pulls over and the driver's like, hey, well then, no, they're not yours.
If the truck continued on and was gone.
Yeah.
And I just saw random scattered six-packs all over the road.
That's waste. I mean, that's trash at that point.
I mean, to me, it's road debris, and I'm doing a service for everybody else driving on the road by getting the cans of beer out of the way.
It's obviously unwanted. Now, whether or not he knew that it happened, maybe he knew it happened. He was just like, I ain't got time for this, and just keeps going. Or maybe he didn't know that it happened, in which case it's just garbage that is left along the side of the road. Why is the bag of cash any different from that? If you want to weigh in here, the number 603-283-6160. And I would be very interested to know, what is the charge? What is the criminal charge in this case for these people that, you know, for them it was like a, hey, best day of the week, you know, best day of the year.
Like,
you just got $100,000 or $10,000 or whatever.
If you're one of these people that finds, like, the random bale of marijuana that washes up on, like, a Florida coastline.
That belongs to a drug cartel.
Well, it obviously didn't belong to you, but if you find it and you take it home, is it yours now?
I think it is. Finders keepers. And then this also brings up an interesting question. Is like, when you relinquish your possession of a thing, how long does it have to take before that thing is no longer yours?
Right.
Like, if you leave a thing somewhere, and there was an interesting situation where Conan actually got involved in something like this.
The Barbarian?
Tuesday Night Show. No, Tuesday Night's co-host. He worked at Walmart and here in Keene. He was like the overnight crew. And obviously there's a few hundred people that'll work at a Walmart, right? Like day workers, nighttime workers over the whole week.
Or big whatever. Operation.
Yeah. And he noticed that there was like a bike that was in kind of shoddy condition that was like, I guess it was, I don't remember if it was chained up or not, but it was like in the back of the building, like by the dock or something like that, and it was just sitting there.
Yeah.
And it just sat there for some lengthy period of time. And again, it's been years since I believe the video of this trial does exist, if you want to look it up on the Free Keene channel. I think it's there, but it might not be. Anyway, the basic story is the bike's sitting there, and Conan, you know, he's like one of these frugal dudes, right?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to buy a brand new bike. He doesn't want to buy a used bike. He would much rather take some old junker bike, buy a few spare parts,
fix it up. Boom, he's got a bike.
And this thing's, you know, flat tire or whatever, right? Like, it's not looking good, and it's been there for a while. So he clips the cable on it, and he asked around, I think, and nobody knew whose it was. And he's like, all right, well, I'm just going to take this home. They charged him with theft for that.
Well, what happens in the case of pets, right? Like a puppy.
A lost dog?
Yeah. You know, you find a puppy somewhere at the park, for example, right? And it doesn't have any identifying marks. What do you do? Obviously, you probably, you know, call some people. You know, call like the local veterinary clinic in the neighborhood and be like, hey, I found this dog.
Put a sign up. Put a lost dog.
Take a photo. Put a sign up. Dog. But how much time needs to go by before it's your dog?
These are excellent questions. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you, of course, can bring up whatever's on your mind. Whether you want to weigh in on
what if it was gold?
Cash on the side of the road question or whatever. You can share your thoughts with us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up. This is Free Talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you. If you dial in now, the number is 603-283-6160. You want to weigh in on the question of what do you do when you find a... thousands of dollars, presumably on the side or in the middle of the road after an armored truck unwittingly let it fly out the back. That's what apparently happened in California this week.
Yep.
And
Friday.
There are some number of people that got out of their vehicles and collected some of that cash, and now the police are saying you could face criminal charges.
Oh, and
if you don't turn it in.
In the video of the people collecting the cash, the ones who are obviously making the video, and they're playing up for the camera, of mm-hmm. course, none of them are wearing masks.
Good.
Well, no, bad, because, like, you don't want to be identified at this particular, like, and you're in California, yeah. Like, you yeah. know.
That's a good point. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We got Joy. She's on the line in Spokane listening to KXLY. Go ahead, Joy.
Oh, just one comment about the money. And I would definitely encourage, I'm not sure which one was talking about the puppy, but spend a little more time looking for the owner of a puppy than maybe the owner of someone who dropped some cash.
Okay. But how much time?
You guys were ready to, well, they may have a chip, so you can take it into the Humane Society, check for a chip.
Sure.
I know around here people post a lot on neighborhood websites, or they'll put it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So people do spend a little bit more time trying to find the owner of a puppy.
No, yeah, no doubt. But the question was how much time, right? Like you've taken it to the vet. It doesn't scan. You've put up finder, you know, found dog posters around the neighborhood or whatever. No one responds. So how many weeks before it's your puppy?
Oh, I don't know what it would be in weeks or anything like
yeah.
that. I don't have a – I mean, if you're not hearing anything, then I would say probably a couple of weeks if you want to keep it or if you give it, you know, to the Humane Society, whatever the decision's made. But I would be kind of prepared that if an owner shows up
mm-hmm.
– you probably would be responsible for returning the puppy. But
okay.
That's not why I called.
Sure. Why'd you call?
So, well, I called because I go to a church here that we do require masks. And I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum than your previous caller was. But, you know, for, I guess what I don't understand is that, and Washington, I don't know where she came, you know, called from, but we have, you know, it sounds like we probably have stricter requirements here. And so there are state requirements for churches and such, and we want to stay open. We also have streaming service so people can watch our service from home. But I guess for the most part, our service is 45 minutes long. You're in and you're out. I would say, you know, our average age is definitely over 65, and it's probably over 75.
Are there children at your services? Are there children?
We do have children, yes.
And are they required to mask as well?
They do wear masks, and unless they're in the nursery, but then they do at school too. You know, I have two great nephews who one is in school, one's at daycare, and they wear their masks there.
What about Sunday school?
Bothered? They don't. Yeah, and they'll wear them at Sunday school. But like the other day, I coordinate our nursery at church, and so then we had a date night, and so people, parents could come in. They had a speaker talking about some parenting issue. And then I organized the activities for our kids. And we had 21 kids, and it was a great night. They wore the masks when we had our pizza dinner and when we did our dessert. I did this kind of, anyway, a craft with making dessert at the same time. They did not wear their masks. They then watched a movie, and they just had a great time. And I didn't see kids complaining. They told their parents that, you know, that night they had so much fun. The next day we heard at church that they really had a good time. And so I guess, and our pastor describes it as saying that we are here as a community. We want to treat each other with respect and with...
Well, treating somebody with respect means respecting their own private choices for doing what they want with their body. And when some bureaucrat tells people, oh, well, you have to do this or you have to do that because we said so, that is the opposite of treating someone with respect. And I honestly, you know, you sound like a nice lady, Joy. You sound like a real nice, you know, church lady or whatever. But to me, you know, forcing kids to put a mask on is, I consider it to be, you know, almost the level of child abuse. And it's absolutely tragic. No, I don't, and I'm glad I don't personally. But ultimately, I was a child
at
one time.
I don't know, but they don't respond that way.
Maybe because they've been completely dominated by this mass culture for the last year and a half, and they're done responding that way because they've been defeated. And also, as far as churches that are actually like freedom oriented, to me, if you actually care about freedom, and arguably Jesus did. Jesus was not a fan of the government, you know, back in his day.
He was a table flipper.
Yeah, you know, arguably, if the government gang says you got to do a thing, then the right thing to do as a, you know, a church that actually cares about freedom is to stand up and refuse to obey. And if that means you got to go to jail, then that means you got to go to jail, and that's where you continue your ministry.
No, people are hearing from their doctors too. My niece, like, she's talking to her pediatrician about vaccinations for her son.
That's terrifying.
You know, she's talking to the pediatrician. She is talking to someone she trusts. But there are also...
I wouldn't trust anybody who says that you should put an experimental medication in the arm of a child who has absolutely no chance of dying from COVID.
The risk factor of children is nothing. It doesn't exist.
Madness.
No chance. People have died from it. We just have...
Children, for the most part, have not died.
In Coeur d'Alene. No, I'm just saying, but you can't say no chance. But they're
99.99999 carry the 9% chance of survival. So you have a much more, in my opinion, it's much more risky to put an experimental medication in a child's arm than it is to subject them to something that they are going to easily best if they actually come down with it. But hey, you do what you want with your kids, lady.
Let me go back to the church for a minute about the respect. We have streaming. People can stay home. They don't have to wear the mask.
The whole point of going to church is so you can be around other people,
right.
Not so you can sit like a shut-in. And, you know, normally the people, like, back in the day, there would be some people who couldn't make it to church because they're so crippled or whatever that they can't actually get out of bed. You know, that sucks because one of the reasons that people go to church is the community aspect of it. Joy, I wish we had more time for you, but feel free to call next week. I want to make sure we can get some other people in here because I appreciate having an alternative to what we're saying here. I appreciate the discussion about it, and I appreciate your call, Joy, so thank you. But I want to bring Wayne on the line here in Florida. Wayne, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering why they have no hazmat places to dispose of the masks if they're so dangerous.
Right. Why you just see them laying around all the time on the ground,
yep,
on the road, yep, in the grocery store.
So gross. Everywhere.
I'm so sick of seeing them. It's so disgusting.
I went to the grocery store the other day and grabbed a cart out of the rack of carts, and there's a used mask at the bottom of the grocery thing. Yeah.
I'd have put it back and got the next cart.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, if it was so bad, I mean, you'd have hazmat place to put things. I know they would. I mean,
yeah, look, if your kid is a fat kid who's got, like, serious health issues, maybe they wouldn't survive COVID if they came down with it. But even then, they still probably, just because they're a kid, have a good chance of defeating it. Look, the fact is, kids are not at risk from COVID, and yet there are parents who are actually excited.
They are, however, at risk from tyranny.
Yeah, there are parents actually excited about injecting them with this stuff, and it's crazy to me.
Yeah, I won't even get tested. I won't go near them.
Hell no. Why would you want to let them know that you got this thing? Then they get in your business even more.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Wayne. I appreciate your call tonight, man. Let's go. Unscreen caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Who's this? Yep, you got to go on the air. You got to listen on your phone, or else we're going to have to let you go. Going once.
I'm here.
Go quick.
You're on.
Okay, can't do it, man. You can't listen to yourself on the radio. It's just not going to work. You'll have to call another night because, unfortunately, you know, we can't sit there and wait until the 7 seconds or whatever gets caught up. And then if you try to actually, like, stay on with us and then you still have a speaker on in the room, it gets super confusing.
It does.
So, sorry about that, dude. Call another night. We're here all 7 nights per week. If you didn't get on with us tonight, well, Captain, you're taking over on Sundays again, right?
That's right.
Starting tomorrow night. The Captain's back in the driver's seat here and open phones as always here on Free Talk Live.
The Church of Kickass.
Indeed. And you can join us then and online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, we've got the Matrix chat server. If you want to get in our chat room with all the trolls, head on over to chat.freetalklive.com and have yourself a blast. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.